You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau recently reported that Wisconsin's net general fund balance at the end of the current two-year budget will be $94.3 million under projections. In large part, that's because of a shortfall in estimated tax collections. While they're still projecting a surplus, it will be significantly smaller than originally thought.
Joining us now to talk about whether this lower estimate is cause for concern, what it might mean for Wisconsin taxpayers, is Todd Berry. He's president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back. Thank you.
So these numbers are revised downward. This happens from time to time. What accounts for this this big difference, $94.3 million?
A lot of this has to do with perspective. We should probably start with saying the reduction in tax revenues is actually bigger. It's closer to $160 million, but there's some offsetting savings that are helping. In the scheme of things, when you're spending $15, $16 billion a year, $50, $100 million is not a huge amount of money. However, the problem is, our budgets have been so narrowly balanced for so long that even a little hiccup puts us sort of on the edge of some danger. So we had this ending balance of $70 million amounts to a less than a half of 1% of what we spend. In other words, if there's any kind of error on spending or revenue estimates, we're really potentially in deficit problem again, which has sort of been the problem under both Democrats and Republicans for the last 10 to 15 years.
And Todd, you have been talking about this idea. A lot of people have been talking about this. We need cushion in the budget.
Yeah.
We need a rainy day fund in the budget. We need it planned out. We're not where you want to see us be with that rainy day fund, are we?
Well, let's just, for the sake of listeners, say that there's sort of two reserves. There's a statutory reserve, which the legislature many years ago had put on a path to grow to 2% of spending, never mind that they never observed the law, nor did the governors. The other is the true rainy day fund, and that was established in 1986, and despite what this governor and the prior governor of opposing parties said, neither has ever appropriated a penny to the rainy day fund prospectively. In other words, they have never said, I'm going to set aside money before I begin to budget. What they've done, and they've only done this because they've been required by law, the law says when you beat your tax estimates that you have to put half of it into the rainy day fund. And that's exactly what happened a few years back when Governor Walker had gone through some really tough, difficult, austerity kinds of budgets. The economy grew and we had some extra revenue, and some of that had to go into the rainy day fund. But just to put this in some kind of larger national and historic perspective, no matter how you look at these numbers, the current reserves are not large compared to other states, and they're not large compared to where we were back in 2008 when the prior governor was also skating on the edge. So we've never, regardless of party, been able to get into our heads that we cannot forecast the economy, which means we can't forecast tax revenues, which means the way you get around this is you have some money set aside to handle a surprise. Every little surprise for us is potentially a crisis because we never plan ahead.
Talking to Todd Berry from the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance about revised budget numbers, lower tax collections, taking away some of the wiggle room we had in our current state budget. Todd, let's get into those tax projection shortfalls.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans saying, hey, we're still on budget, not a huge deal. Democrats saying, this is a sign that the state's going wrong in the economy, mm-hmm. We're not raising enough money. Do you see this as a long-term concern? We're not going to be bringing in as much revenue? Or is this a blip, an unpredictable blip?
Well, let's first of all say it wasn't unpredictable. In fact, we put out a piece last May, before the budget was passed, and said that in looking at the U.S. Commerce Department, in looking at the Wall Street Journal, in looking at the Federal Reserve Bank, in looking at the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index, and looking at the Department of Revenue's own forecast, every one of those was telling us in May of 2015 that it appeared the economy was slowing. And at the time we said maybe before the legislature passes the budget, it should think about revising its revenue estimates down a little bit and getting ready to for some kind of shock. They did not do that. And what we see with the actual inflation-adjusted numbers on the economy is that indeed in the third quarter last year, the economy grew 1 percentage point less than it was supposed to, and 1.5 percentage points less in the fourth quarter, which in the fourth quarter was about a two-thirds drop in the growth that was expected. So the economy did slow at the end of last year, just as a lot of people were telling us last spring, we just didn't do anything about it.
Well, Todd, looking ahead, there's no talk, I think, of a budget repair bill because there's not a shortfall in this current budget. There's talk that, hey, maybe some of the stuff we're going to spend a little extra money on might not be able to happen. Do you recommend any kind of change in behavior from lawmakers, from the governor, in response to these revised numbers?
Well, I would say the same thing I've said about every legislature and every governor for the last 20 years, which is, you know, if you keep ideally 4, 5, 6% of what you spend in a reserve, you can absorb these little surprises, but we just don't have that ability, and it's too late now to build a reserve because we're, you know, we're sort of sitting on the edge. Certainly I would say that if they are going to pass any more legislation that either reduces revenues or increases spending, they better have some sense that they're going to make it to the end of next year, the mid next year, the fiscal year, with some cash on hand, and again, $70 million to spare in the balance is just a few days of tax revenues if we get hit with a surprise.
Todd, thanks as always for joining us.
You're welcome.
That's Todd Barry, president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, talking about revised state budget numbers that predict a $158 million drop in tax collections during our current budget cycle.